From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Adam Felber, and Paul Provenza. And here again is your host, Space Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Holly from Houston, Texas.
Hey, Holly, how are things in Houston?
Hot and humid.
Yeah, I figure, and it's going to be that way basically until the end of the world, right?
Yes, definitely.
Holly, welcome to the show. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Holly's topic?
You got chocolate in my peanut butter.
It is not often that we see two great things join forces to make an even greater thing, a la the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Well, this week we read about a combination of two already great things that's just as stunning and awe-inspiring as that. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of two totally awesome things made even better by their being joined. Choose the real one, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. First up, let's hear from Adam Felber.
When they think of Switzerland, most people think banking or chocolate. Well, starting June 14th, those thoughts will be one and the same. Yes, the Swiss Mint will be offering chocolate currency to commemorate the 200th anniversary of Schmutti, the nation's first chocolatier, now defunct. So in collaboration with Lindt and Toblerone, the Swiss will offer a variety of small denomination, sweet, completely legal tender. Lindt will supply a variety of coins and a flat 5-franc bar, while a signature triangular Toblerone will serve as a 10-franc note. The specially printed wrappers will guard against cocoa fitters, and the tasty tender will be accepted nationwide for a calendar year, at which time it can be exchanged for less delicious money at any bank. The entire country is not just trading candy bars, though, insists Finance Minister Lucas Eshelman. Anyone who can't wait a year and breaks down and eats their bank account can turn the wrappers back into the bank for half the face value.
Money you can eat. In Switzerland, your next story of a great combination comes from Roxanne Roberts.
An Australian oyster farmer has created the ultimate aphrodisiac, oysters hand-fed with Viagra. George May, a former marketing executive, got the idea while hanging around a small fishing village north of Sydney. His doctor had prescribed Viagra after May had prostate surgery last December, and he thought giving the drug to oysters might help the ailing farmers. Quote, "We're getting a bigger oyster," he told the AFP. The enhanced shellfish, of course, has created a sensation. "I'm getting calls from all over the bloody world," said May, who personally eats a dozen of the oysters a day. "I swear to God they work."
Is that a pseudopod, or are you happy to see me?
What could be more stimulating than an oyster? Oysters fed Viagra. Your last story of a truly inspired union comes from Paul Provenza.
Women love cats more than dogs. Men love dogs more than cats. And the arguments may soon be at an end. Bioengineering scientists at Trinity University in Dublin, who were responsible for cloning Dolly the sheep a few years ago, have now succeeded in fertilizing a house cat ovum with the genetic material from a domestic dog. The offspring, a K-line, is viable, though like a mule, infertile, which means, of course, no spaying or neutering necessary for prospective pet owners. It's too soon to tell for sure, but the kippy, or putton, is expected to share traits of both species. It's been engineered for the loyalty and trainability of a dog and the disposition and affectionate nature of a cat. K-lines will not need to be walked twice a day like a dog, but a much larger litter box than usual is the answer. Religious fundamentalists are outraged over the announcement, and a dispute has arisen between the American Kennel Club and the Cat Fanciers Association over jurisdiction. All are expected to reject this new species.
All right. One of these combinations was actually achieved. Is it money and chocolate from Adam Felber, oysters and Viagra from Roxanne Roberts, or dogs and cats from Paul Provenza?
Well, I can't go with the dogs and cats. Because cats aren't lovable the way he said.
I've just reading the news.
That's okay. I have two cats. They're not lovable.
Why do you
maybe it's your attitude.
It could be. Or it could be the two dogs that are always at my feet.
Yeah.
I would really like for the chocolate currency one to be true, but I think I'm going to have to go with the oysters.
The oysters and Viagra, Roxanne's story.
Yes.
All right, well, to bring you the real answer, we spoke to someone intimately familiar with this true story.
These oysters are growing larger. The oyster farmer in Australia who's been playing around with this this idea has said that it works for him, but I don't think that he has any evidence that it's really worked for anyone else.
That was Amy Riley, the author of the cookbook Fork Me, Spoon Me, talking about why an oyster's Viagra combination.
Boy, did you take that to a whole other level.
I know. That'd be a hard sell.
Very
congratulations,
impressed.
Holly. You got it right.
Good.
You're
in the
point for Roxanne. You've won our prize. Carol Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Fantastic.
Well done.
Thank you.
And Carol can speak fluent dog.
Good.
Bow wow.
Yeah, see?
Excellent.
Thank you for playing with us today, Holly.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.